specific name, the general term given to that type of school?
Oh, Meg's was basically a grammar school. It went to about the 6th or 7th grade. And then Pearl is a high school. It goes from the 9th through the 12th. That's it. Junior high. Meg's has changed several times. It was started as a grammar school. Then it changed from that to a junior high school. And now I don't know what it is, but it may have been changed back. Because see, when I was there, we went to about the 9th grade, I think. We went to the 9th grade, then to go into the 10th grade, which was what we considered the freshman in junior and high school. It was still actually junior high, but freshman in high school. We had to go across town to Pearl. And then after you got into what, the 11th grade, maybe it was the 10th grade. I don't remember that far back.
Okay.
I'm trying to forget it anyway.
Was that bad?
Yeah, was that bad.
Okay, what kind of fence is usually found around the playground versus the school playground?
Usually a 6 to 8 foot chain link fence.
Okay. And what is the place at the school that you go play basketball?
Oh, well, we refer to it as the playground.
It's enclosed.
Oh, the gymnasium.
Okay.
Or the gym.
And what kind of things can be done in there?
Now, which school do you want? Because in a junior high school, you can usually only play basketball on a basketball court because it's only, it's just large enough for that. But say at TSU, you can play tennis on the basketball court. You can play, I think you can play some stick hockey or something like that on the basketball, because the floor is large enough to do that sort of thing. I think you can even run and have a little track in that facility if you like, which is the track is around behind the seats, but you can do it within the gym itself.
Okay, what do they call the place?
Right out there.
Okay, what do they call the place where the toilets are in the school?
Bathrooms? No. Couldn't call it a bathroom. Men's room and ladies' room.
Okay, did you have any expressions or terms that you used when you were in high school?
Yes, may I be excused? She knew where I was going. No, I can't recall a term that was used to designate, what it was.
Okay.
Can I go to the little boy's room or something like that?
Okay. Now I'm just going to go through some nationalities and social groups.
Okay.
And I want to see if you have any names for these people. A lot of them you might not have any for at all, but just I guess you might. Orientals.
Gooks.
Okay, is this referring to Chinese, Japanese?
Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, Viet Cong, Hawaiians, that whole group.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice for me to say that, but that was the terminology that they referred to when we were there.
This is what we want to find out. Some of them might not be nice at all, but that's what people
are. I personally wouldn't call a Viet Cong a gook.
How about Roman Catholics?
No real term there.
Okay, Protestants, especially the fundamentalist sects.
I can't think of a real term, not a real term to describe them, like gooks would, that I'm a gook.
And how about Jews?